forward to Section 26. Just as Section 25 dealt with eyesight and with voice, so does Section 26 deal with the mystery of hearing. We open the eyes and visual experience flows in, vast and continuous. The ears, however, never close. The sounds of the world incessantly carry themselves on waves into our very being. So here Whitman stops to listen and absorb the sounds of the world around him as they blend, all sounds running together, into the song of himself. As with the eyes, so do the ears bring a cacophonous array of experience into the self, from the sounds of work to alarm bells to arguments to cries for help to operas to funeral marches. It is all one chorus, made up of the endlessly conflicted sounds of life, and this varied music suits the poet. Whitman ends the section with a remarkable evocation of the deeply sensual experience of hearing a grand opera. Whitman loved attending the opera and wrote reviews emphasizing the sublime effects the opera had on him. Here, the orchestra and accomplished tenor and soprano carry him into an imaginative ecstasy, a literal ecstasis, a standing outside of the self. And as he feels the music, with its shifting emotional registers, whirling him out into the solar system, and then carrying him over the oceans, and then hurling him into a violent hailstorm. The experience is at once intensely sexual and mystical. As he hears the trained operatic voices hang on to notes that ordinary mortals could not sustain, he feels his own windpipe constrict and loses his breath, only to be released at the last second, and in recovering, sensing the deepest mystery of all, the puzzle of puzzles that we call being. As readers, we become aware that our experience absorbing Whitman's Song of Myself through our own ears and eyes is a comparable sensual experience, leaving us breathless and on the edge of accessing answers to our most probing questions.